Okay, we're live now. Derek Shapiro Show! You're live from Cranston, Rhode Island, of course. And I'm over here. People in the bar can see me over here. I'm outside the window, of course. And we have a great concert going to be happening following the episode 91 broadcast, okay, here on the DerekShapiroShow.com. Episode 91. How you doing late night in Atlanta, by the way?
I'm doing fine, Derek. How are you?
Doing great. You know, it's cold up here in New England. It's in the 30s tonight. How is it over there in Marietta, Georgia?
It feels real nice.
It feels what?
It feels real nice.
Feels real nice? What's the temperature over there? So you're telling people over here in Rhode Island what the temperature is.
About 80 degrees.
80 degrees? Wow. Oh, it's not that hot. Come on, late night. How hot is it really?
It's about, I say, it's in the 60s. Probably,
In the 60s?
Oh. Yeah. Lower 60s.
Well, anyway, I'm out here, of course, you know, I can't hear myself, you know, I'm out in the bar over there. We give a shout out to people, trick out the bar! Here, at Lang's, Bolarama, of course, you know?
Okay.
So I bet if you were here, you'd be at the bar all night, right?
No. But, I mean, I'll probably be dancing or playing pool or something.
Okay, wave your hand, okay? So everybody can see your hand wave, okay? So people can see you on the screen, okay?
Can you see me?
Are you waving?
Yeah, I just wave.
Okay, great. So also, we got to start with the show because we have Carlos Armando on the show, you know, for the Boston bombing. He was one of the heroes, the cowboy hat hero. And we're paying tribute to him. This is Thanksgiving month, you know? This next week's Thanksgiving. Are you ready for Thanksgiving late night?
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's start with the countdown show for the month of October. We're going to play Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull with Live It Up. Then what's next on the list over there?
Then we have David, Play Hard.
What is it?
Oh, we have Choice. The Choice. And then David, Play Hard.
Okay. We'll play those three. What's the fourth song?
The fourth song is Busted by Melissa Rose.
Okay, we'll play that. Then we'll come back live with me, Derek Shapiro, live from Lang's Bolarama here in Cranston, Rhode Island, all right?
That's right.
All right, yeah. Derek Shapiro Show!
Oh,
that's
from the streets of Miami to presenting at the Grammys, con el mulito de Jennifer. Maybe now you understand. Mr. Worldwide, Red One, and the beautiful Jennifer Lopez. That's why we're back for a three-peat. Hi, Jenny, mira que tan loco. Yo me lo como como pastelito coco. I get stupid on a beat, sí, whoa. I got mames by the boatloads. Yo tengo la canilla y el mojo. I'm saying dale, she's screaming YOLO. She's Little Red Riding Hood and guess who's el lobo?
Me la como.
Whose name is globally known? Whose name's on the check and the ad in the O? Whose name's on the blimp with the world is yours? Whose name's on schools? Slam for so. I know it's hard to understand how a boy grew to a man, man turned to a brand. But guess what? Here I am, Jenny from the block. Let's rock with the plan.
You push me harder, I'll do the same. Boy, I wanna feel ya in every way. Don't even wonder, it's just a game. We're rocking body to body, let's go insane. I hit the spotlight all night, ready to go. Give you a hot night, so tight, ready to blow. I'm in the spotlight all night, ready to go. Give you a hot night, so tight, ready to go.
make love, don't fight. Let's hook tonight.
You name it, she's done it. She's the reason that women run it. Bet this on a Grammy. Maybe now you understand me.
With the proceeds of this song, it is my mission to put 500,000 shoes on kids worldwide. Will you help me?
We've all got a choice to make before our time on earth is up. If we want to be a part of something bigger than us,
are we gonna stand still and watch our brother cry and not join in the fight?
Keep turning the other eye.
In the bigger picture, we're all just a speck of sand,
but we can join together and line up hand in hand.
Never leave out any woman, man, or child.
Even if it takes a while,
let's go the extra mile.
We all are one, a spirit lies within. Together we can open doors and lead us where we've never been.
The day will come when we all hear a voice,
a time and place where someone else is counting on us to make the choice.
Halfway across the world, right here at home,
we can move a mountain stone by stone.
Don't let a single dream
smile on a stranger's face,
leave the world a better place.
We all are one, a spirit lies within. Together we can open doors.
They came in here today and they got some nice tennis shoes on their feet, so they're real happy about that. They don't have to be embarrassed wearing their sister and their mom's shoes anymore.
Hear a voice, a time and place where someone else is counting on.
Est-ce qu'on peut dire merci? Say thank you.
Thank you.
Come when we all hear a voice,
arms.
Just mop it. Show these gangsters how you pop lock it. Don't care what you got in your pocket. I beat the way that you rockin' with that thang thang. Girl, stop it. Wanna just bang bang and pop it while the club crowd are just watching. Work it out. Got a gang of cash and it's going all on the ball.
Now work it out.
And it's going fast cause I feel like a superstar.
Now work it out.
And you may not have it, I might have just broke the law.
Now work it out.
It's your turn to grab it and I make this whole thing yours.
Now work it out.
Said a hustler's work is never through. We making it cause we making moves. The only thing we know how to do. Said it's the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job.
It's just another Friday. I noticed that it's getting late.
What?
But you're not home. I'm wondering what is going on tonight. So I call your cell phone. And after two rings, I hear a voice, a female voice. She says, hello.
Hello.
That's all I needed to hear. So now there's broken glass all on the floor. From all your ugly pictures I broke. I've thrown your things right out the door. I don't love you anymore.
been her guy for 3 whole years.
Oh,
I told her to put you on the phone. You sounded stupid as always. Trying to make me believe that you feel bad and I'm all you had. You're lame and sad. I have a gift waiting here for you.
There's broken glass all on the floor.
Yes. From all your ugly pictures I broke. I've thrown your things right out the door. I don't love you anymore cause you're busted. And I'm so over you. Before you go, clean up this glass that's on the floor. From all your ugly pictures I broke, I've thrown your things right out the door. I don't love you anymore, cause you're busted, and I'm so over you. Clean up this glass that's on the floor. From all your ugly pictures I broke, you can leave my heart back at the door. I don't love you anymore cause you're busted. And I'm so over you busted. And I'm so over you busted. And I'm so over you. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. You have a small penis.
Okay, we're back live on the Lunatic Fringe Derek Shapiro Show. DerekShapiroShow.com, episode 91. We have Carlos Armando. We're going to play his interview again because we're paying thanks to him because of Thanksgiving month. All he did in Boston, of course. We have our performance. Our performances are here for the 9 o'clock show. Starting at Lane's Bowling Ram. I'm going to speak to them in just a second. We have the Ken Good Drive coming up over here. And, yeah, but Thanksgiving's a week, you know. Are you prepared for Thanksgiving late night?
Kind of, sort of.
I'm sorry?
You asked me if I'm prepared?
Yes.
Kind of. I have to work on Thanksgiving.
Gotta work on Thanksgiving. Well, you know I'm doing my show on Thanksgiving. I'm gonna give you the day off, okay?
Okay.
But we got Nicole on the phone. Nicole just had surgery. Nicole, I want to say to the people over here who's watching and listening that I'm glad you're part of my show tonight, and I'm sorry that you had surgery. What did you have surgery on, Nicole?
My ovary, it was twisted, and I had a cyst on my ovary.
Oh, gee. I'm sorry about that, Nicole. Hopefully the next time you'll be in the hospital because you have my baby, right?
Fuck you, Derek.
You, Derek.
Okay, so the Derek Shapiro Show, okay? Okay, so anyway, so, Serenity, Rose, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, so you're in Providence right now. How come you couldn't come to Cranston tonight?
Because
I didn't pick you up. Well, Johnston, yeah.
Because I didn't know what time the show was. You put on my Facebook in my message it was at 9 o'clock, so I thought it was at 9 at Lane's. And plus, my baby's sleeping, so
yeah.
I can't get out now. My baby fell asleep about 7 o'clock.
Well, this is cool because I'm at Cranston, Rhode Island, late night from Marietta, Georgia. Nicole is in North Providence, and you're in
Johnston,
Rhode Island. All right. Well, let me bring some other people on the show now. Lisa and Derek Shapiro Show. We have some great performance. We have my partner, Buddy Love, tonight. Buddy's going to explain about your performance tonight. What can people expect from you tonight?
Just a little old school, you know, just a little couple of songs of old school, you know, nothing too outrageous, you know. Take it back a little bit, you know, a little jazzy up a little bit, the Buddy Love way. Hello, world. Good to sing for y'all. I hope you enjoy my rendition of Do For Love. Okay? All right.
And, you know, Serenity and Nicole and Late Night, you know, you're all in the movie No Lips, No Teeth, and it comes out in February, and Buddy Love makes an appearance, 4 scenes, and No Lips, No Teeth, and Serenity, you know Buddy Love, too, and Nicole, you know Buddy Love, so it's going to be a great movie coming out in February, you know?
I can't wait till it comes out.
Yeah,
I can't wait till I see it.
So, I'm sorry?
I can't wait to see it.
Oh, good, good. This is going to be better than any Steven Spielberg movie, I'm telling you, okay?
Yeah,
No Lips, No Teeth. Okay, I'll give a little preview right now, because there's a camera over here. Hello, this is No Lips, No Teeth. Okay, no, never mind. Okay. All right, so we got comedian Nonye, right?
Noye.
So it's No and Yay. Okay. Noye, like Derek Shapiro Show. So she's a comedian from Boston. Let's explain what she's going to be doing next. Here's Noye.
Hi, I'm going to give you a little taste of what my life is like. Just give you some funnies from childhood, funnies from now, and giving you the comedian experience, I guess, for the audience tonight.
All right, I'm going to
pass it back to your host, Derek Shapiro.
All right, that was Noye, and she is beautiful, I'm telling you, okay?
Hey, Derek.
I mean, if you could have seen her now,
Derek.
Derek.
Okay, go ahead, Serenity. Yes.
Nicole, tell him.
What? Tell me what?
Tell her to calm down. Calm down, buddy.
To who?
Nicole said keep it down, boy. She said keep it
down. Calm down, me. I am calm down, I think. Okay. That's why I'm going to go right next to Jay Chattel over here, who's performing tonight. Jay Chattel is a local Rhode Islander over here, but he's making his national presence over here. He's no stranger to internet radio, too. You know, we'll talk to him right now. Here's Jay Chattel.
What's up, world? Thank you for having me on the show, Derek. I'm Jay Chattel. I'm a traveling poet. Some might know as spoken word. I'm a spoken word artist. And I traveled everywhere from Maine to down south in Florida to Boston, Texas, by South by Southwest big music conference to Hollywood, yes, L.A., over there in Los Angeles, beautiful California. I've traveled everywhere, Kansas City, you know, I'm trying to make my move and allow the world hear, you know, the voice of our heartbeat and pain. You know, so stay tuned and get ready.
All right, so that's Jay Chattel. So again, the concert starts at 9:00, live on the Derek Shapiro Show.com, Channel 1, so late night.
Huh?
You're not going to be on Channel 1 anymore. You're not going to be the star anymore at 9:00, okay?
Oh, okay.
These artists will, okay? I'm not going to be the star, okay? These artists will be the star at 9:00, okay? And it's going to be live on my DSS TV station, too, at 9:00, too. Just go on the front page. So late night, let's play right now the Carlos Armando interview. This is a re-ear of this, because I'm paying tribute to him, because he helped a lot of people in the Boston Marathon. He's a cowboy hat guy, you know. So let's play him right now, and we'll go right to Void 808 with Come Undone. I interviewed him a long time ago. They're from California. So play those two late night, okay?
Gotcha.
Great. Thank you very much. We'll come back after that.
This is the Derek Shapiro Show. I'm from Rhode Island, of course. We have a Lancer over here. And we have Carlos Blondo. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good, thank you. You know, compared with other families.
Are you there, Carlos? Yeah. Okay, I want to thank you for your heroism, you know, that you had this week in Boston. Tell me, how close were you to the bombing that happened at the marathon?
Like three cars laying, you know, boys on the street. Three car lanes, you know, just across the street from where I was.
And you didn't get hurt at all?
No, I didn't get hurt at all. You know, I was across the street by, you know, the impact, you know, the pressure, the air, or the explosion, and the intensity of the situation was very, very scared.
Were you in the first bomb or the second bomb?
I was in the first bomb.
And how soon did you help the victims after the first bomb went off?
Well, the soon as the second bomb went off, you know, I started getting to help in the first bomb, you know, and before I even help anybody there, I was helping remove the barriers, you know, where the international flags was located, was a heavy barrier and a lot of debris everywhere there.
Was adrenaline that's not rushing through your blood?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. The adrenaline was rushing through my blood and my instinct, too, you know, to help, you know, still be in the way.
What came over? Because you have history with of losing loved ones, too?
Yeah, I do lose my sons. One, I lost my older son in Iraq in his second tour at the Mass Corporal Santa Redondo in 2004, August 25, 2004. And then his younger brother, who was going to follow his brother's footsteps, commit suicide on 11, December 1911.
Wow.
He was 24 years old, his brother, commit suicide by hanging. So we had good reasons for being there because we was invited to go there because we was supposed to be being honored with one of the fifth duty National Guards who was walking since 4 a.m. the whole route, carrying 40 pounds bags, and also a memorial for a lot of families, including my family, honor my son, you know? And then,
right.
then we had a lady running the race in memory of my son, Brian Arredondo, with the Samaritans, prevention of suicidal. So they was honoring my son as well. So we have good reason to be there to honor also those people who was honored then, you know, to be grateful with them and to cheer for them when they went by, you know. My wife and I, we had 200 American flags that we was giving away, you know, in the bleachers, you know. And we arrived pretty much there like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the bleachers because we was grieving the National Guard walkers.
Now, you carry the bloody flag afterwards. What did that mean to you to carry the bloody flag of somebody that got injured that day of the bombing?
No. It's something that, you know, I put it out from my back pocket and I don't know what you think I should do with that. Tell me.
No, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, it's famous, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I was holding a. When all this was happened before the explosion, you know, I was in the back, you know, by the fence, you know, and I was holding the American flag, hoping that, you know, the next runner, the next walker grab it from my hand and I can take a picture, you know. So I was pretty much holding that last flag in my hands when I went in, you know, And when I get out, you know, I, at one point, you know, I drop the flag, and then, you know, I pick it up again, you know, one point or another.
Right. And you know, what the best.
I lost you for a minute. I don't hear you. I lost you again. I don't hear you.
Okay, can you know?
I tried. Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay, what went through your mind when you, at the end of the day, after all the events, what went through your mind at the end of the day?
Wow, it's leaving the scene constantly, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's been more than 48 hours, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
You know, this thing, you know, it's unfolding himself. Now,
right.
You know, the process of taking care of the wounded, you know, and right now, honoring the fallen, you know, so we need to give some time out, you know, and figure out what's next and what happened here, you know. It's time, you know, of grieving and respect, you know, and it's time for healing. And so
exactly. Now, Carlos, also, the memorial service that President Barack Obama came to Boston. Did you go to the memorial service that President Barack Obama attended today?
No, I didn't. I didn't really went there. You know, I haven't seen the TV either what happened there, but, you know, I hope everything went fine there. And, you know, I hear the authority already has a couple suspects, by the way.
Yes, and with all the media that, you know, you've been on CNN this week, you've been on NBC this week, what do you feel about all this attention that other media outlets have given you?
what are you saying again, please?
What? How do you feel all the attention that you're getting this week? Like, you've been on CNN this week, right?
Yes, yes.
And you on the Today Show, right?
I guess, I don't know. It's been a lot, you know, you call me now because you want this for me. You want me to help you in what happened here? I will help you if you ask for it. But, you know, I only can do so much. I didn't ask for this. You know, I've been looking for attention, you know, none of that.
Yeah.
If anybody here at the Heroes, at the doctors, all the medical personnel here who really saving lives, you know, I am not looking for this heroism, you know, or do what I, you know, none of that. I'm trying to be humble and do what I did there, I did with my heart and in memory of my sons, and I do what I could to, you know, to help out. And hoping, you know, everybody understand that well, any more than that.
Well, I applaud you, and we applaud you on the Derek Shapiro Show. I thank you once again, Carlos Arredondo, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
No, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey! you know, late night, here in Marietta, Georgia, you know?
Uh-huh.
People in Cranston say, Cranston, you know that?
No, it's Cranston.
Yes. Well, you know why they did that? Because someone was having cranberries, and I guess they had a sour cranberry, so they said, Cranberry Cranston. I don't know. Yes. So, okay, we have a really cold singer performer, okay? I want to bring Trina on the phone. She hasn't done my monthly show in ages, but because she's doing the Kegger concert, okay, she's awesome. I mean, she's been in my three movies, of course. Well, two movies, two past movies. The Case of the Radio Show Host, Mortal Life. She's going to be in No Lips, No Teeth, just like you, Late Night.
Okay.
Just like you, Nicole, and just like you, Serenity. So here is Ms. Trina C.
Hi, everyone. How you doing?
Hey, Trina.
What's up, Trina?
Hi. How you doing? I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
How's it over there, Trina?
Good. How's the baby?
Good. Good.
Good. She's getting big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is. She just turned 4 a few days ago.
Oh, she looks like you, Trina.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Beautiful like her mom.
Aww. It's cold. He has me out here outside. I'm freezing.
That's good for you, little Trina.
We'll have a concert outside.
That's jealous for you, Trina.
Yeah, that's so true. So, yeah, so basically, hopefully I'm performing tonight with my songs. If I can't get my music to connect to his laptop, then I'll just perform with my cousin's MCS, and we'll go from there.
Sorry, if you can hear my teeth chattering, it's just really cold in Cranston.
Yep. But
here's Derek. Thank you so much, everybody.
Well, thank you very much, Trina. I got to do something for you. I'm going to kiss her hand live on the radio. Look at that, like I do to every woman. But, see, no one can see that, but I'm going to do it live on stage, okay? To every woman who performs.
Got it.
Okay, you can go back. Yes.
Trina, it's too beautiful for you.
No, she is beautiful, I'm telling you. All you women are too beautiful for me, okay? Even you, Late Night, you're too beautiful for me, I'm telling you, right? Late Night?
I like to think so.
All right, well, I'm sorry? I know. Okay. Well, anyway, that ends the show for tonight. I want to thank everybody for being part of the show, of course. I want to thank you, Late Night. I want to thank John Richmond, of course, owner of Rich Productions out in Marietta, Georgia. Anybody who needs any recording done, get at Rich Productions. I mean, you can get it recorded over here, mastered at Rich Productions in Atlanta, right, Late Night?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes. And, of course, I want to thank you, Serenity Rose, for calling in. I want to thank you, Nicole. Get better for the, you know, sorry you can't be here, Nicole. Wait, who's calling in? Melissa Rose, we just played you. How you doing?
Melissa.
How are you? How are you guys doing? I'm sorry that I'm late. I just got out of a meeting, so I'm calling.
Well, you know, Late Night likes people late because he's late night, you know? But, you know, we had a full-time show, but I'm doing a benefit concert right now, okay? I'm broadcasting live from Cranston, Rhode Island, outside. The people in the bar can hear me, you know? And, of course, we just had Trina on the show. We had Jay Chattel. We had Buddy Love. We had the comedian. And we had a lot of performance. We are going to start the show at 9 o'clock live on DerekShapiroShow.com, Channel 1, and on DSSTVStation.com, Channel 1. So Melissa, what are you doing over there?
Just working and recording and doing shows and just living the dream. How about you,
buddy? Well, I mean, I'm trying to pick a woman out of the bowling alley tonight.
You're trying to do what with the bowling alley?
Well, that's why I have my Kegger concert here, because I'm trying to pick up all the women, okay, who don't get any strikes, you know, and bowl lousy. They need a pick-me-up, so I'm their pick-me-up at the bowling alley over here.
So you are their ace in the hole, is what you're telling me.
Yes. hey, you know, you got to do something with all those holes in the bowling ball.
Oh,
on the phone. We have two roses.
That's right.
Who else? Yes. And Nicole. Nicole just had open heart surgery today.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't have open heart surgery.
She had her ovary twisted with a cyst on it.
Oh, so I got it all twisted. I got it all twisted. We're gonna end the show for tonight, but they're gonna get this concert started at 9 o'clock over here. Thank you again, Melissa Rose, for calling in. I want to thank Carlos Armando again.
Thank you.
Hey, Melissa. By the way, I gotta tell you one thing. You know, again, you joined us the last minute, Nicole, and Serenity, and you, Late Night, and Trina, and Buddy Love, who's performing tonight, are all in. No lips, no teeth. Coming up in February, so on the count of three, let's say no lips, no teeth, okay? So whoever's listening to us, okay? 1, 2, 3.
No lips, no teeth.
No teeth.
Okay, great, awesome. All right, I want to thank everybody.
Dennis, why did you say it the way you talked in the movie?
No lips, no teeth, okay. All right, we're going to end the show. We're going to be live on Derek Shapiro's show at 9 o'clock in DSS TV station. Thank you, Late Night. You can end the broadcast now.
Okay.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye, Nikki.